Akeem Steiner, UNDP Administrator and Vice Chair of the UN Development Group, has just concluded a three-day visit to Zimbabwe. Steiner is the first high-level UN official to visit the southern African country in years. It comes as Zimbabwe prepares to hold an election promised by current President Emmerson Mnangagwa after he took over from longtime leader Robert Mugabe late last year. Steiner says the UN stands ready to help Zimbabwe through the electoral process.
The preparatory process for these elections have been supported by the United Nations. Our interest and our commitment is ensuring that this election is first and foremost an election for Zimbabwe by Zimbabweans, and therefore to also be guaranteed and implemented by Zimbabweans.
As part of his times in Zimbabwe, Steiner has met with President Emmerson Mnangagwa, along with holding meetings with other government officials and representatives from various political parties in the country. Steiner says one of the underlying themes in his meetings was discussions about how to revive Zimbabwe's shattered economy.
But we are also engaged now and will engage in a more active manner also in the future in the economic recovery. This clearly is critical to the people of Zimbabwe and to the economy as a whole. I do not need to recite to you the figures and the harsh reality in terms of poverty, in terms of constraints in many economic sectors, and therefore the challenges that this nation has faced for many years. The international community of development partners, but also investors across the world, have paid attention to the President's commitment that he made at the World Economic Forum in Davos and since then on many other occasions.
Despite the economic hardships the country has gone through over the past decade, Steiner says Zimbabwe still has the tools to recover.
Zimbabwe is a nation with enormous potential, beginning with its citizens, an educated population that has enormous potential to lead this nation into a different development future. The sectors from agriculture to mining to power to tourism, just to mention a few, represent significant potentials both in terms of domestic opportunities but also international investment opportunities. I offered also the support of the United Nations system and of the United Nations Development Program in assisting government in looking at the opportunities for investment, but also have the attention in a future economic recovery strategy.
The United Nations funneled over $400 million into Zimbabwe this past year through various projects and programs. Among them, the UNDP has spent around $200 million on programs dedicated to people's livelihoods, democratic governance, climate change, and HIV/AIDS programs. For CRI, I'm Gao Jingya, reporting from Harare, Zimbabwe.